liar! It is we who are the genuine owners, not you, Captain. Those many years ago, when we offered the Ultron to the Ookwing, how they capered and laughed at their good fortune. Fools. Then they begged to hold the device, just for a moment. To close the deal, I permitted this. A grievous mistake. The moment the High Prompter touched the Ultron, her body arched and her eyes rolled back in her head. She began to babble meaningless phrases and howl like a beast. We had expected the Ootwig to fall for our cell, to buy the useless device, but never with such gusto. Their self-doubt and lack of clear reason left them vulnerable to our every manipulation. But then, the Proctor's body relaxed, and her eyes slowly closed. When they reopened, her visual orbs shone with a wild and frightening light.
"This is all we could have dreamed of, and more," she intoned. "And now, Droog, as to your price."
I opened my mouth to speak, but before I could utter a word, the Proctor interrupted.
"Wait! The Ultron feeds your thoughts directly to me. Do not speak. I know what you desire."
What could I say? That the Ultron was a farce and could do no such thing? I was stunned and silent. The Proctor continued.
"You Droog of the Crimson Corporation desire an object of great antiquity, something of secret function and value. Very well, it shall be done."
And with that, we were led to a small vault. The Proctor ceremoniously opened the door of the vault and explained that because we had been of such great service, all of the treasures within were now ours. Inside, we found a hodgepodge of ancient and useless artifacts, a glowing rod, an absurd trident, and more such junk. I could see no way to salvage the disastrous situation at that time. But when I heard of you, your travels, and your foolish quest for freedom, I realized that you could be the agent of our justice. And lo, it is so. You have heard our justification. It is valid and unassailable. Now, go, and do not return.